is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Fighting between al-Qaeda-linked militants and the Syrian government killed 73 people in a village near Aleppo early today. The battles reported by the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights allowed the militants to retake the village of Khan Tuman, 15 kilometers southwest of Aleppo, and several others near the strategic Damascus-Aleppo highway. The attack was carried out by a group which has refused recent efforts to de-escalate the crisis in Aleppo. Meantime, the United Nations is warning those responsible for such attacks, and specifically the bombing of a refugee village near Idlib on Thursday, will face justice.
Those responsible for yesterday's seemingly calculated attack against civilians in the camp in Idlib, which could constitute a war crime, must be held accountable.
Speaking there was UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric. Activists say 28 people were killed as two missiles struck the camp. Baghdad went on complete lockdown earlier today, fearing a repeat of last week's turmoil when protesters stormed the fortified International, or IZ, zone and broke into parliament, forcing lawmakers to flee for their lives. The government set up concrete barriers around the city, and foreign embassies inside the IZ had visibly increased security. Routes were severed from the planned demonstration site in Tahrir Square in the east to the IZ in the west. Razor wire, concrete barriers, and police blocked some Baghdad streets, but by late afternoon, the feared demonstrations had not materialized. U.S. military personnel are back on the ground in Yemen in an effort to help drive al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula from the port city of Mukalla. The Pentagon says a small group arrived in Yemen less than 2 weeks ago and is providing what is described as limited intelligence support, including airborne surveillance and reconnaissance. This is VOA News. A mixed report for the U.S. economy today. Unemployment held steady at 5% in April. While the economy had a net gain of 160,000 jobs, it was far less than the 200,000 predicted by most economists. Business services, healthcare, construction, and the finance sector all gained jobs, while employment declined in retail and mining. President Barack Obama says the economy has been gaining jobs for 6 years, and he remains optimistic.
In April 2016, our economy added 160,000 new jobs. That makes April the 74th consecutive month of private sector job growth in America.
Mr. Obama called on the Republican-led Congress to pass legislation for a higher minimum wage and spend more on infrastructure. The good news came from the banking sector, which noted that the lower expected job gains mean the U.S. Central Bank is not likely to raise interest rates soon. In Turkey, Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu has announced he will step down as his ruling AK party is announcing an extraordinary Congress to elect a new leader. His decision comes amid reports of Davutoğlu's growing differences with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones reports for VOA from Istanbul.
In a carefully worded statement to the country's media, Prime Minister Davutoğlu said he'll be stepping down at the AK Party Congress to be held on May the 22nd. Davutoğlu claimed his premiership has been a success, underlying his landslide victory in last November's election. But alluding to growing differences over his leadership, he said he was stepping down for the sake of unity and consensus in his party. But the Prime Minister was careful to reaffirm his loyalty to the President.
I feel no reproach, anger or resentment against anyone, he said, adding, no one heard or will ever hear a single word from my mouth, from my tongue or my mind against our President.
But in the past few months, there have been reports of growing differences between the Prime Minister and Erdogan. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
And in U.S. politics, Donald Trump's status as the Republican Party's presumptive presidential nominee has not translated in support from party leadership. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said Thursday he's not ready to support Trump, and President Obama weighed in on the schism in the party today.
There is no doubt that there is a debate that's taken place inside the Republican Party about who they are and what they represent. Their standard bearer at the moment is Donald Trump. And I think not just Republican officials, but more importantly, Republican voters are going to have to make a decision as to whether this is the guy who speaks for them and represents their values.
And November looms closer. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.